Hi everyone. Today it's just me, myself and I, and you guys. So hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the Smut Couch Podcast, or as I like to call our solo episodes, Smut Chair Podcast. That came from my bestie Parker. Good job, Parker. That's funny. So sorry, Alexandris is not here. Full disclosure, I had a death in the family. I think maybe we said it last time, but my uncle Bob died. Bob Johnson was his name. He was a very big deal in my community because he was the football coach at my high school. And he like holds the record for like most amount of wins of any like high school coach ever. I don't know. That's what I was told. If that's not true, hey, sorry. And it was just a big deal. The like funeral service was, or celebration of life, whatever you want to call it, was at my high school gym, and it was packed and it was beautiful. But it's just been a little crazy over here because people had to come in from out of town, and yeah, it's been hard to coordinate a schedule. So that's why you've just got me today. I am recording this from my house with a microphone that I own. So Solomon is not here to make sure to do quality control. I'm trying my best to like make sure I'm not too loud, but a girl gets excited and sometimes yells. So I'm sorry if this is not as pleasant to your ears as it normally is, but I'm excited to talk to you guys. I don't have like any one specific book to talk to you guys about, so it's going to be a little bit different. I just have been kind of rediscovering my love for reading, and I wanted to talk about it. I kind of want to talk about like what I do when I'm experiencing really bad reading slumps. I kind of want to talk about diversifying reading and trying new things, because I think that's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. And also just talk about the things I've been loving recently. This is a fun time to be a pop culture girly, as I so am, as you all know from listening. I love the movies. I love books. I love television. I love music. And I'm just having a really nice time. I feel like the world, I don't have to tell you guys, it's brutal out here. And the joy that we can find in entertainment, I think, is just whatever we can do to comfort ourselves in these times is important. And like, I don't want to hear that it's frivolous. Let me be a girl having fun. It's brutal. It's brutal for all of us. Like, you know, we're all working a lot. And yeah, so how do I want to start? What do I want to talk about first? I guess, so as you guys know, I've had a really bad reading slump. I think it's just from the nature of me and Alexandris doing this nonstop for like 2 years. It's so fun. I'm not saying it's not fun, but I fear I do have some sort of ADD, ADHD something. And I have a hard time with deadlines. I was a terrible student because of this. I'm a procrastinator. And it's not because I don't want to do these things. It's just that I'm like, la, 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 you know? And sorry, I'm also getting over a cold. So there's that. So yeah, I struggle with deadlines sometimes. And so like, that's what me and Alexandris do, is we set deadlines, obviously, so we can talk about these things, which is great. But sometimes it exhausts my brain a bit. So I've found, and also we're just busy. You know, it's kind of a busy time in our lives. I just turned 30. Have I talked to you guys since I turned 30? Can you tell that I've had so much going on and my brain's all over the place? Well, I'm 30 now. And I don't know why that was relevant. I think it's just I feel weird saying that I'm 30. And so I'm like, hey guys, I'm 30. The more I say it, the better it feels, which I guess is a good thing. Anyways, reading was becoming a chore, to put it bluntly, and not because I love reading. I don't have to explain myself. You get what I mean. It's like becoming a job, and it's so cool. How lucky are we? But it's hard. And I was not reading on my spare time, and I was only reading because I had to. And that made it so I never read for fun. And since Alexandris and I went on that little break, I read for fun again, and I'm so happy. Now, What I did first was I looked at my never-ending stack of TBR to-be-read books that I own. And I'm like, what have I been really wanting to read and have been putting off for the longest time? That is Babel by R.F. Kuang. I've spoken about it in a previous episode because it blew my mind. What everyone says about it is so correct. It reminded me, sorry, I'm phlegmy on a grande over here. A lot of the books that we read are so fun, and reading for fun is important. But I haven't had my brain stretched or like challenged in any way recently until I read that. Like, I feel like it's been a long time for me since I've read something and have had genuine new ideas and new thoughts enter my head. Does that sound stupid? It might. But I just haven't read anything that has really made me ponder about, like, the world. So for those of you who don't know, just a quick synopsis about Babel. It's about these students at Oxford. It's about this, like, translation institute that they have there. And it's super, like, prestigious. And it's like, amazing that these people are in this place. And there's this magic that they use by speaking, it's metal magic, like the metal that they have is magic. And they, silver, it's silver, not metal, girl, get it together. And they can like speak magic into the silver by using different languages. It's very cool. It's so smart. I don't know how someone, I'm always in awe of how authors can just create worlds and just writing in general. I think it's amazing. I know Alexandros writes, and people say to me, like, do you write, like, I think you could write a book. I don't think I have that in me. And I don't even want to try because I don't, like, it blows my mind that people can create this. So R.F. Kuang, like, how she created this, like, magic system that is so unlike anything I've ever read before or seen or anything. And what it does is it basically uses the lost translation between different words in languages in order to create magic. Like, what the hell do you mean by that? Like, there's two match pairs of, like, this, like, silver, right? And they engrave the word on both of them. And, like, the meaning is what creates the magic. You guys, I don't freaking know. But it's unbelievable, and it's just a whole, like, commentary on, it's, like, British imperialism through the lens of translation, and it's, like, so interesting how she's able to, first of all, speak to our current climates, like, and also, it's, I don't know, you guys. R.F. Kuang, I think, is one of the smartest people around. I have not read The Poppy War yet. I will eventually because everyone says it's unbelievable. And I believe it because Babel, like, blew my mind. The, like, tagline of the book is translation is... What is it? Translation is... Shit. Okay, I'm going to use Wikipedia's explanation of this because I feel like I'm doing a terrible job explaining this magic system. So this is from Wikipedia. Babel is set in an alternative reality in which Britain's global economic and colonial supremacy are fueled by the use of magical silver bars. Their power comes from capturing what is lost in translation between words in different languages that have similar but not identical meanings. Silver bars inscribed with such match pairs are used in various applications, such as increasing industrial and agricultural production, improving the accuracy of bullets, healing injuries, and more. Like, what? And the tea is that the more they use the same match pairs and the same, like, language, the more it loses its power. So they're trying to get people, like native speakers from countries that they don't have many match pairs with in order to like increase the, it's literally colonialism. It's so good, you guys. And I just never, I mean, I think it's just me being la 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 little Southern California girl. Like I just am in a bubble, and I only speak one language, and this book made me sad that I only speak English, like, because it's so cool. The idea that, which obviously, but the idea that by translating something, you've already changed the meaning of what that word was. What? I've never thought of that before. And maybe other people think about stuff like that on the regular, but it's just, as someone, like I said, I only speak one language. This makes me want to learn languages, but that's crazy. That's a commitment. I've tried my Duolingo, and I just, yeah, I need to get into that, because dang, girl, it's unbelievable, this book. It follows Robin, who is such a fantastic main character, because he's going into this world not understanding, like the way he finds out what's happening to him is so magical. And also just the setting of Oxford, it's so cool. It's supposed to take place in like the 1830s. Oh, it's so fun, you guys. It just blew my mind. It really did. So if you're looking for a book, like I know everyone's been talking about Babel, and they're right too. So read it, especially if you just feel kind of pissed off at the way of the world right now. It's a very cathartic experience. It made me feel smarter, and it really taught me something. And like, when's the last time you really learned something like that? You know, it had been a while for me. I guess I'm embarrassed to admit, but it was cool. I was so entertained, and also I feel like my brain was a little bit rewired by that. And when people say like my brain was rewired by things, I kind of roll my eyes at that, because I'm like, no, it wasn't. You just mean you liked it? No. I genuinely think I think differently now because of Babel by R.F. Kuang. And I hope, like, I that's the coolest thing ever. You know, like, to be able to do that. Writing is amazing. Writers, you guys are so smart. R.F. Kuang, Rebecca, I think is her name. You're so smart. I love you so bad. I really want to read. Is it Katabasis? Katabasis? Katabasis sounds like Calabasas, and that just makes me think of the Kardashians, so I feel like that can't be right. But I don't know. I love it. So back to my original point. Read whatever has been sitting on your shelf for so long that you're like, I'm going to get to that. Do it. Carpe diem. There's no time like the present. Also, the academic vibe, like, it's just cool. Read something that makes you feel smarter. It's so fun. I love learning. And I forget that I love learning, because I was terrible at school. I just love learning at my own pace. I don't like people telling me what I have to learn. I like learning as I go. You know what I mean? Anyways, I get why this book has such high accolades. I think it really met up to its hype, if not surpassed it. Please read it if you haven't. If you have read it, please tell me your thoughts. It's so cool. It really is. Like, writing and reading is so cool. And like, this book reminded me of it. So anyways, that's my main point. Read whatever's been sitting on your shelf. Read Babel if you haven't already. It's incredible. My next point is going to be to get off your darn phone. Listen, easier said than done. I love TikTok. I love it. I love it so much. I love scrolling on my phone. It's so fun. I wish that I didn't, but I do. So here's what I have to do in order to get myself to freaking pick up a book. I have to put my phone elsewhere. I have I keep my phone on Do Not Disturb now, and it's kind of fun, although it's bad because I don't answer people's text messages because I don't see them. So if you're my friend and I haven't answered your text message recently, I'm so sorry. My phone's been staying on Do Not Disturb because I'm sick of being beholden. Is that the right word? I'm sick of being attached to it, even though I love it so much. It's a love-hate relationship. Do you get me? TikTok is so fun, but it's ruining my brain, and I know it is. So set a timer for 30 minutes and put your phone in another room. I know, but do it. It works. Do you guys know who Mary Skinner is? She's a TikToker. LOL, I'm talking about TikTokers when I'm trying to say stay off of TikTok. I love her. I wish I could copy and paste her whole aesthetic and vibe onto me. She lives in Edinburgh, which is like my favorite place ever. And she's just so cool. But she said something that was so smart. Like, we're so used to the instant, like, gratification of just picking up our phone and scrolling. If you're having a hard time immediately focusing on reading and you, like, you just can't get yourself to lock in, literally put your phone away and just do nothing for 10 minutes. It's so hard. Like, do nothing. Set your phone away. Don't pick up the book. Don't put on the TV. Just, like, sit there for 10 minutes and then pick up the book. And I promise you, you will get going. I got that from Mary Skinner. That was not an original thought. It's crazy. It really works. And I feel like it's just a reset of your brain of, like, oh, yeah, I want to be doing this. So try that. It's really cool. Also, like, set the scene. Put on your... I love to listen to movie scores when I read, but I'll also, like... People are so fun and whimsical and make the coolest playlists on, like, Spotify and stuff. Although, side note, I've recently tried to switch to Apple Music. Sorry, I had to pause for phlegm. I've recently tried Apple Music to get back into it. I hate it. I hate it. On Spotify, you can find people's whimsical little, like, playlists. And they're so cool. People make playlists for everything. Every book you ever want to read, someone has made a playlist for it. So I'll set the scene by, like, putting on a playlist about that someone has made of the book. Usually instrumental, because I'll start singing along and get distracted. Lay down. Get yourself comfy. Get yourself your water, your snack. You know, maybe open a window. Get some breeze in. If you're out, go outside and read. Make it whimsical. Go to the beach. I need to be better about going to the beach and reading. I live so close to it. I need to go out there. Go put yourself in a new environment. Take your book and just, like, get in there. Make it an event to read instead of a chore. Put it on your calendar as something that you're excited to do. And then you will hopefully do it. I know sometimes distractions come. I know sometimes things happen. But make it an event for you. Get dressed. Put on your favorite sweats. Put on a cute outfit and go read at a bookstore. I meant coffee shop, but bookstore too. That's fun. Make it something that is fun. Because it should be fun. You know? Tip number 3. Return to your roots. Pick up one of your favorite books from when you're a teenager. If you don't want to reread a book you've already read, pick up a favorite genre that you used to have. Get back into whatever it was that made you love this in the first place. I reread Twilight over the pandemic, and that was so much fun for me. I know Alexandros is currently reading the Narnia books. You know, side note, you never realize how close you live to a firehouse until you have to pause 13 freaking times in 18 minutes while recording a podcast from home. Damn. Hope y'all are okay. It's still going. I think it's fine. Anyways. Oh my God. It's getting louder. You would think I live in a big city with all of these sirens happening right now. Okay. Return to that fan fiction that you love. Like, just get back into whatever made your little heart sparkle and soar. And read under the covers with a flashlight when you were 12. Like, get back into that. Remember why you started to do this. Remember why you are the way you are. What made you become this reader that you used to be? It's so magical to return to that childlike or teenage-like wonder that we used to have. I just recently also reread the Percy Jackson books, and it's fun. Reading is reading, and I think it's always a good thing to be reading something. So who cares if it's something that's, you know, like, silly or childish? It's so fun. Read a freaking Magic Schoolhouse. No, Matt. Magic Treehouse. Read a Magic Treehouse book. That's fun. I think I've seen a girl on TikTok who's like reading one every day. That's so cute. Like, get back into it. On that note, you know what I kind of want, really need to read? I really need to read those Disney fairy books. You know what I'm talking about? The Tinkerbell books. Isn't like Wings of Starlight one of them? About the guy with the white hair and the queen. Oh, I need to get into that. Return to your youth. Go on Tumblr. Like, let's just like embrace the 2012 of it all. With like Hunger Games being around again and like all of that, I feel like 2012 is back. We're getting back into our Tumblr eras, and that is so much fun. I love it so much. And my last tip is just a whole other topic I want to talk about, is diversifying your reading. Let's read other things, read different genres. You know, like, let's mix it up. Let's be crazy, girl. Let's read a horror book, if you can do scary stuff. Let's read a biography, a memoir. Let's read a manga, anime, right? A comic book. Let's read, like, a child's book, like I was saying. Let's read, what's other types of books? A woman's fiction, lit fic. I love lit fic. I don't talk about it much because that's not really the types of things that Alexandris and I talk about, but I'm a lit fic girl down. Read some Sally Rooney. Come on. Read, like, if you have a favorite comedian, Tina Fey's Bossy Pants, so much fun. Read, also, like, listen to an audiobook. It counts. Don't be an asshole. Audiobooks count. Read sci-fi. I just read what I think is kind of, besides like stuff I've read in school, my first sci-fi book. I, like everybody else, read Project Hail Mary, and I loved it. I loved the movie too, but the book, I'd never read anything like it before, and I loved it. It's so fun. He's another one, Andy Weir, like his ability to almost everything in that book and movie is based on real science. He took one liberty with something. Everything else is completely rooted in real science. What the hell do you mean by that? How was he able to do that? This like life form that he created, the planet that is in, is it the planet? Eridani 40? Is that what it's called? Eridani, whatever. Not an actual planet. They just found out. But at the time he wrote it, it is an actual planet. Was it that? Or was it Adrian? Girl, I don't remember. But one of the planets is a planet in the movie and book is, they've just recently found out, is actually not a planet. Is like a moon or a comet or something. Guys, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. Contrary to what my best friends say. sorry, that's a stupid inside joke. Sci-fi is cool as hell. I do love Interstellar. So I don't know why I haven't gone on to this sooner. Project Hail Mary was so cool. It blew my mind. Another thing. It just like, people are so freaking smart and so creative. And also like the space of it all, in light of the Artemis 2 of it all, like I've been on my space shit recently. Like space is crazy. That was probably loud, sorry. Space is crazy. Space is crazy. What do you mean? What do you mean those people orbited the moon? What do you mean that really happened? Have any of you read Taylor Jenkins Reid book Atmosphere? I have not, but it's about space, and I love Taylor Jenkins Reid. Is that what her name is? Taylor Jenkins Reid, right? I started to get scared that I was saying Taylor Frankie Paul from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Oops. Yeah, Atmosphere. Have you read it? Let me know how it is. I read sci-fi. That's fun. I got Station 11 from the library that I'm excited to read. So give me your favorite sci-fi books. I love Dune. So I don't know why I've never really been I've never really read sci-fi. I love Dune. I love Star Wars. I love Doctor Who. Does that count? That's kind of fantasy. And I loved Project Hail Mary. So fantastic. Let me know your thoughts. I think the book is... Solomon, on our last episode, said that he thought that the movie was funnier. I think the book is funnier because of the like, POV. Also, the ending of the book, they end... Spoiler alerts. They end the same way, but it's so much more, like... They end kind of the same way. Weight of it in the book version, I sobbed. I cried bad. So read it. If you've watched the movie and you loved it, I think you should still read the book because it's so fun and so cool. So do that. You know what else I've been doing? I've been on my classics bullshit. I just read Jane Eyre. Now let me tell you about my girl Jane. Jane, that's my diva down. I think Jane Eyre is one of my favorite books I've ever read. And I can't believe it took me 30 years to read it. I had already read Wuthering Heights. I did like the movie, oops. Even though it's different. I'd already read Wuthering Heights. I like Jane Eyre way more than Wuthering Heights. And then I watched the movie after I read the book. 10 out of 10 experience. The part in Jane Eyre when she's like freaking out about Mr. Rochester, about like, she's like kind of like, ooh, I think I have a crush on him. And then he's like kind of seeing another girl and she's like, that girl's so beautiful. I don't remember her name. Ingram? Blanche Ingram? Did I remember her name? Amazing if I did, if that's right. She's like, oh, she's probably so beautiful. Like, has never laid eyes on this girl before. She's just jealous because she's where Mr. Rochester is and Jane Eyre isn't. She's like, oh, she's probably so gorgeous and so beautiful. Miss Jane Eyre drew a picture of her own face. She did a self-portrait, but like made it extra ugly. And also drew a picture of this Blanche girl so that she could like compare the two and be like, well, she's prettier than me. What? Jane Eyre would have been killed, unalived by social media. She's just like me for real. She's just like me for real. I have Miss Charlotte Bronte. That's hilarious because it's so true. It just goes to show you that girls have always been girls, you know? Like, that's what this book really reminded me of. I think if you're scared of reading classics, I think it's a really good place to start. It's way easier to read than Wuthering Heights. I thought Wuthering Heights was beautiful, but it's so wacky and it's told from like the weirdest POVs, like the weirdest, that this is just so straightforward. It's just a young girl existing, and I think it blows my mind the way that I can relate to. I think I'm around the same age that Charlotte Bronte was writing this. It's amazing that I relate to her. I relate to the experiences of Jane and therefore Charlotte. I'm making the one person even though they're not. Like, I understand her because I am her. Because I'm just a girl and she's just a girl. And not to like, I'm just a girl. Blah, 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 blah. But like, really? She was just a human who existed 150 years before me. And she was a girl going through her life. And I'm just a girl going through my life. It just, the way that reading, it's what's so cool about it. I'm able to connect with a woman who's been dead for 100 and whatever years in a way that I never thought possible. If you haven't read Jane Eyre, please do. I know it's getting another adaptation starring Miss Amy Lou Wood from White Lotus, whom I love. She's also in the show Sex Education, which is so great. The movie with Maya Wasikowska, is that how you say her name? From Alice in Wonderland and Crimson Peak is great. It's so good. I really loved it. I just think we should be reading classics. That brings me to, it is my goal this year to read War and Peace. I think I could. Also, there was like, I'm going to spill my tea a little bit. And if you know me, don't say anything about this. There's this guy. I know who's so hot. Okay. I know him. This guy is so hot. And I was reading Jane Eyre.
go on this ride with me. I was reading Jane Eyre, and he saw me reading Jane Eyre. And he's like, oh, Jane Eyre. And I was like, yeah. It was everything I've ever wanted to happen to me. Okay? It was straight out of, like, Tumblr Wattpad. He's like, oh, Jane Eyre. I'm like, yeah, Jane Eyre. He's like, are you liking it? And I'm like, no, I'm obsessed. Like, I literally just said everything I just said to you guys. And he was like, oh, well, if you love Jane Eyre, you should read Resurrection. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And I'm like, Resurrection? Who's that by? And I'm trying to be so like, you know, you guys know. And he's like racking his brain. He seemingly cannot remember the author. And I see him like thinking about it. And he's like, War and Peace, War and Peace. And I go, like, and I wish I flipped my hair. Like, I wish I had, in my head, I had a blowout. There was a fan on me and a lighting. And I flipped my hair. And I said, oh, Tolstoy. Do you guys see it? Do you guys see it? And he goes, yes, Tolstoy, you should read that. And I said, I will. And so I, obviously I own that book now. And I have started reading it. I have not finished it, but Resurrection by Leo Tolstoy is really good. Shit, I gotta recover for a sec. Anyways, read classics, not only because they're cool and magical, but it also is kind of sexy. Like, I can't wait until I start reading War and Peace. You best believe I'm gonna be reading that shit out in public. That book is massive. I'm gonna give myself carpal tunnel holding this massive book. No way am I gonna read this in public on my Kindle. I need every bitch around me to know that I am reading War and Peace. So I'm going to read War and Peace. That's my goal for the year. You know, I feel like we're just kind of in this like fun like moment with like the Frankenstein of it all. It's so cool. So, and it's sexy. It's so sexy. And like Jacob Elordi. That video of him and Oscar Isaac both talking about like the books that they read. Girl. Shit. I'm getting hot. So read your classics, baby. That's kind of all I had for my little tips and tricks and like my that kind of stuff. I do have a few more things I want to talk about. Number one, I just want to shout out a few other books that I've read recently. And Now Back to You by BK Borison. I just read that. It was so cute. Her other book. Oh, shoot. What's the name of her other book? It's Pink. BK Borison. I have it somewhere. First Time Caller. Those books, they're kind of like a connected like little moment. So cute. If you need something like a cute romance, I love those. And Now Back, no, not Girl, Not the Hiccups, Not Now. First Time Caller made me cry, like good in a good way. So cute. If you need a good solid contemporary romance, I love those. I loved the main characters in And Now Back to You. I really related to her, to the main, I can't remember her name. Delilah. Her name's Delilah. I loved her as a main character. I'm someone who I often get a bit insecure about how like loud I am and that I'm too much. And it just was a book about how like for the right person, you won't be too much. And it was really sweet. So I highly recommend. They're part of the Heartstrings books. And Now Back to You and First Time Caller. Such cute, sweet. They're cheesy, but in a good way. My last topic of the day is a big one. You guys, what do y'all think about this Patrick Schwarzenegger? I can't even say his fucking name. Patrick Schwarzenegger as Gus Everett situation. Hoo-wee. What the hell is that? We're talking about Beach Read by Emily Henry. If you guys have listened to my other solo episode, I'm a big Emily Henry girl. What the hell do you mean Patrick Schwarzenegger is playing Gus fucking Everett? What's that? And the way Emily Henry hasn't said a thing about it. Ooh, our girl's pissed. Gus Everett is everything to me. That book is everything to me. I know the internet is pissed off about it, and I know it's just a whole thing. I cannot believe that this is the reality. I really can't. I'm gobsmacked. I liked People We Meet on Vacation, the movie. I thought that it was, like, cute. But Beach Read is my favorite Emily Henry novel, and I think it deserves way better than this. I liked him in The White Lotus, I guess, but I just can't see it. And I don't know. I can't believe this is happening. I would love to know your guys' thoughts about it, because it's bonkers. He was like, what happened to Dev Patel? What happened to Fabian Frankel? What happened to, I mean, like, I know some people don't like the Logan Lerman of it all, but, like, where's the ruggedness? Literally, you picked the most frat boy looking frat boy you could ever find. It's crazy. And for them to just come out and say, like, well, it's because we had to find someone to fit Phoebe. Girl, no. No. No, I'm so mad. I'm pissed. I don't even know what to think about it. I'm scared for that. That's the problem with our books getting adapted. And that's the problem with, like, that's why I don't think we'll ever see an ACOTAR, like, thing. And I don't want to. I don't want to see Throne of Glass adapted. I don't want to see ACOTAR adapted. I know that Fourth Wing's getting adapted. I don't really like Fourth Wing, so go off, I guess. But I just have no faith that they could be done well. I think the only thing recently, the only ones that have been getting it right are the Hunger Games movies. So if any of those people can get on board to these things, then perhaps. But I've lost faith in all of it. And I just, girl, leave them be. If you're going to fuck them up that bad, let us be. I also just think it's such an interesting conversation of, like, should fans have a say in who are playing these characters? Like, they're making these movies and these television shows because of the built-in audience that they already have. Do we deserve to have some sort of, I mean, I'm not saying, like, let's vote, but I'm just saying, like, In this instance, what's the best way to move forward? I've never seen this many people so, like, viscerally and verbally pissed off at a casting decision. And I saw that, like, fuck-ass article about, like, the times when this has happened before, but those were different. I don't know. Guys, I cannot believe that this is occurring. I really can't. Patrick Schwarzenegger. What? Let him be in, what's the one? Funny Story. Let him be her, the ex-fiance. That's a frat boy. Let him do that. Don't let him do this. I'm pissed off. So how do you think we move forward? Do you think there is a way forward? Do you think that we're just gonna, like, have to suck it up and then, will you see it? I don't know if I'll see it. I want to, but I just cannot get behind this. What? Not that. Okay, I'm rambling now, but please let me know your thoughts on the whole Patrick as Gus thing. It's bananas to me. He worked as a grave digger because he didn't have any money. And Patrick Schwarzenegger of the Kennedys? Fucking sure, I guess. That's about all I have to say today. Thank you for listening to me talk for 38 minutes. it's fun to do these solo things. I miss Alexandros, but it's kind of fun to just, like, ramble. I hope that it was enjoyable for you. I hope you guys are having a good day wherever you are. I hope that the world is treating you as kind as it can and that you're doing okay. You know, right now, all that we can really do is try our best to do okay. And I'm just sending you love wherever you are. And I truly mean that. I hope that you can find a little piece of joy in whatever your day is looking like today. That sounds like preachy, but it's true. I just hope that you can find a moment to laugh. I hope that you can find a moment to smile. Because that's truly how we can get along in such crazy times. And, like, in a world where all we do is, like, go to work and then go to sleep, like, let's all just find a little pocket of joy in our day, you know, not to sound like I said preachy, but I just hope, I just want us all, I want everyone to be happy. Mean Girls, I want everyone to sunshine and rainbows, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. So have a good day wherever you are, or night. You know, live, laugh, love. We'll be back with Alchemized. It's so good, you guys. I'm loving it. It's crazy. I'm excited to talk about it with Alexandros. I know he, thank you, Alexandros, if you're listening, for being so patient with me during this crazy time. I love you so bad. And I will talk to you guys soon. Let me know all of your thoughts on everything I talked about previously. Bye-bye.